In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Throughout the year, we have a number of passages, many of which are very well beloved according to the church calendar. Many are very well beloved by a number of Christians. Many are very well known by a number of Christians. Perhaps some of them are even well memorized by a number of Christians as well. I would venture to say, however, that you won't find many Christians with a plaque on their wall or a license plate frame or holding posters at a sports game that reads, "Hezron was the father of Aram, and Aram the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab the father of Nahshon." Nor is this a popular list of baby names either. But this passage that we read today, with all of these names that for native English speakers such as myself are quite difficult to pronounce, this is assigned every year to the Sunday which comes before Christmas. So we actually are quite familiar with it, even though we may not have it memorized. Perhaps we have the impression that this reading is here just for historical or documentary interests. But each one of these names, each one of these individuals, has a particular meaning. These three sections which we read of 14 generations from Abraham to David, from David to the deportation to Babylon, and the deportation to Babylon to Jesus Christ, these represent a spiritual history for humankind. First, from Abraham to David, man in the garden, in paradise, was born for greatness, designed for fellowship with God Himself, created that we might be nothing less than one of God's very own kin. Second, from David to the deportation to Babylon, man lost his greatness. We fell. Instead of being servants of God, we became slaves to sin. We used free will to disobey God rather than enter into friendship and fellowship with Him. Third, from the deportation of Babylon to Christ, man can regain greatness again. Even after the fall and sin, God did not abandon us to our own devices. He did not allow us to be destroyed by our own folly. The end of the story was not left to be tragedy. Into this world, God sent His very own Son, Jesus Christ, that He might rescue us and liberate us from the chains of sin, so that through Him, through Jesus, we might regain that fellowship with God which we lost. In today's Gospel of Matthew, here in his use of 14 generations leading back to Abraham, to David, the deportation to Babylon, is emphasizing that this man, this little baby, the God-man Jesus Christ, truly is the fulfillment of the prophecies, truly is the expected Messiah of Yahweh. This is one of the overarching meanings of the genealogy. Each name which we read represents a person with innumerable relationships. Each person represents a unique personality with a unique life, with infinite connections and unique characteristics, like a plant with roots that spread throughout the universe. Each one of these men and women are called also by their name. Their names are their identity, as God calls each and every one of us by name. Another reason why we are called to say our name, identify ourselves when we approach the chalice. Just as after the fall in the Garden of Eden, God calls us by name. Adam, where are you? So too, He knows us all by name. He knows our entire self and everything that formed us into the unique person we have become. We also find ourselves in this genealogy because we're all connected. We are all related. The flesh of Judah, Tamar, Perez, Ruth, and David, and Solomon is my flesh, your flesh. And in 2 days' time, it is God's flesh. The flesh that Christ took on from Mary was real flesh. The ancestors of God in Christ were real people. When you study them, you'll find that there were Jews and non-Jews, righteous and murderers, people who were faithful and people who betrayed God. There were slaves and there were free, and so on and so forth. So even this Jewish Gospel of Matthew, which has been called the Torah of the Church, is saying here that Christ came for the whole world. And also that none of us can claim that God can understand us because of our circumstances, or that He can't understand us because of our lousy childhoods or because our parents weren't perfect. The genealogy of Christ shows us that even the most grotesque failures can be bent toward the good purposes of Jesus' saving work. He has done it in history, and we are invited to let Him do it in us. Will we let Him? The point of this gospel today is fairly simple, that God became man to save everyone and everything. Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, will give birth to the very bread of life. This is precisely why this gospel is assigned every Sunday before Christmas, to prepare us for this great mystery and great truth of the incarnation, that one of God is now one of us. And it's especially appropriate for us living in today's day and age, when so many are asking, what's the true meaning of Christmas? And we might respond with the clever, Jesus is the reason for the season. And maybe we ask, is there a war on Christmas? I'll have you know, though, my brothers and sisters, if you're offended by the decorations on the Starbucks cups, or the lack of garland at the mall, or the denying of Christmas trees in public spaces, if that's what you're labeling the war on Christmas, I'm sorry, we've already lost the war. Christmas doesn't belong to Starbucks. The mall doesn't own the Feast of the Nativity. The public schools and public spaces are not the officials for this holy day. Is there a war on Christmas? Perhaps. But the greater truth is, Christmas means war. Christmas, the Nativity, the birth of the God-man in the flesh, is the very divine declaration of war against the one true enemy, death. Christ, the God-man, the divine Son of God, took on human flesh, took on a human genealogy, which we read about today, took on a human birth, all to take on a human death, so that we can be partakers in a divine resurrection. It's been said that Jesus is not part of the Christmas story, but Christmas is part of the story of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Christ is born. Glorify Him. Amen.